Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today. In this episode of A&M Conversation With, our Insurance Risk Advisory Services Managing Director, Tom Teixeira, sits down with A&M's Senior Director of Global Public Relations, Sandra Sokoloff, to discuss risk appetite realities and our recent report titled Ensuring Viability in an Uncertain World, Framing the Board Conversation on Risk. How should boards prepare for risk?
Welcome, Tom. Delighted to have you here today to discuss risk management realities facing corporate boards and some of the new challenges and ways that boards need to think about risk as we move forward. Recently, A&M co-authored a report, Ensuring Viability in an Uncertain World, with the Chartered Global Management Account Association. Could you please share with us some of those findings in that report and what it means for risk management?
First of all, thank you very much for having me. I think even before I share some of the findings, it might be worth giving a little bit more context, a little more background into this initiative. And clearly, it goes back as far back as 2008 with the financial crisis, where a number of companies, both inside and outside of the financial sector, were negatively affected, were faced with liquidity and insolvency risks. And that raised a real concern about an organization's capability, skill sets to better assess these threats, get a better understanding of how they affect the business model, and then making sure that they have the right strategies in place. So there's real interest at board level to make sure that a better understanding is now provided of these risks and that the right strategies are in place then to take risk from a controlled and informed basis and then manage the rest of that risk. You have a number of emerging themes, be they, you know, cyber-related, related to third-party risk management, vulnerabilities within the supply chain. And what we're seeing is a lot of these risks now are interconnected and could have all kinds of effects on the financial performance and on the reputational performance of a company. On top of that, we also found a lack of integration between key functions within organizations. You'd have the risk management function, the finance function, strategic planning. And if an organization really needs to be in a position to determine its financial viability, it needs more alignment across these three different functions, but we can expand on that later.
Very interesting. This report was clearly based on UK companies, UK boards, yet you maintain it has meaning and importance for boards and firms across Europe as well as across the US. Why?
There's a couple of things there. I think from a macro perspective, for an organization, irrespective of whether it's based in the UK or in the US or elsewhere, to get a better understanding of risk that could affect its financial viability and to be able to have the right strategy in place is clearly an important aspect. But one specific finding that we found particularly interesting for UK-listed companies, especially those that have US bondholders, they need to report on the viability of their organization. They need to state the organization's viable over a certain period of time. If something negative was to happen, what would then be the reaction of US bondholders? With the litigious environment you have in the US, could it have a number of implications with the company in question? And that's something that UK boards are concerned about and need to ensure they have the right strategy for dealing with this type of fallout.
So in this complex, multidimensional tangle of risk, what's the discussion and what are the data demands that every board should be having and making?
Well, again, one of the findings was that there was too much data, too much information presented at board level. Many of the members couldn't separate the wheat from the chaff, couldn't really understand what the important aspects that were being reported on. So simpler reporting, the use of dashboards, the ability to understand where the problem areas exist, and then they may need to take a deep dive in terms of trying to understand and trying to obtain more context around those particular issues. That's going to be important itself. And even simple trend analysis. Many of these reports had very little in terms of metrics, in terms of trends. And we find that in light of the risks faced by an organization, these board members want to understand if things are going in the right direction, if they are being managed within the stated risk appetite of the organization itself.
Clearly, this report is just the beginning of a long-term conversation about risk. What are some things that every board, whether they're based in the UK, in Europe, in the US, should be thinking about now and planning for moving forward?
Well, if we look at the composition of the board, so in light of the kind of risks that organizations are seeing today, such as cyber disruption within a supply chain, you actually need to ensure that you have the right capability, the right skill set, the right understanding now at board level that could educate other members of the board. So the composition of the board needs to change to ensure that there is a clear understanding of the size of the threat, but also on the effectiveness of the strategy that's being employed. The need to understand what is meant by risk appetite. That risk appetite will vary from one organization to another. The definition of that appetite becomes very important from a qualitative and from a quantitative perspective. Every board member needs to understand it and also have assurance that risk is being managed within that agreed risk appetite. The other area too focuses on the business model. As we've seen with many organizations, there is a lack of integration or alignment between the reporting of risk and the business model and its related strategic objectives. The conversation has to evolve. It's got to be around business performance, around delivery of the strategic objectives, delivery of the business plan. Therefore, one needs much closer alignment between the risk identification and assessment piece and that with the business model.
Tom, can you give us an example of how risk management and minimizing risk can play out in real life for a company and a board?
Yes, absolutely. And we use the lessons learned from this particular case study to help generate the level of discussion that we had with this particular report. In this case, it was one of the UK's top performing real estate investment trusts that actually had suffered an outage due to a cyber attack. Whereas they thought they had a simple business model, they hadn't realized that all of their key business processes were reliant on IT, and it caused a major issue, and it caused financial distress. And as a result of that, we helped them improve the way they assessed risk, the way they identified risk and reported it at board level, but more important, ensure that they had set up a business resilience framework that would deal with the issues were they to occur. Because as we know, you can't have zero risk within an organization. And the A&M approach was literally taking on board business continuity planning, crisis management, and integrating it with IT disaster recovery, ensuring there was a clear understanding of what the key business processes were and their reliance on the IT estate. And bringing all that together in an integrated fashion, no doubt, has created a greater level of resilience, a greater level of satisfaction and confidence at board level, which, if the problem was to occur again, would minimize financial disruption, would in what we call business interruption, as well as the additional cost of working.
Thank you, Tom, for sharing your insights. And for our listeners, please take a look at the About section of this episode to find the link to the Ensuring Viability in an Uncertain World report. We invite you to learn more.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.